الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله فهو حسبه صدق صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغمون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام Elders, beloved brothers in Islam For those who will remember On the last occasion when we gathered for Jumu'ah, we touched on the significance of this month of Muharram being the starting of the Islamic calendar, chosen for a very, very great event that occurred in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that of Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made the decision during his khilafat that when presented with other options, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bidayatul Wahi, Fathu Badr, Fathu Makkah, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the starting of the revelation of the Quran, the conquest of Badr, the conquest of Makkah, all this was presented as possible starting points for this calendar of Islam. For the Ummah globally during Muharram to be reminded of something. Yet, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the consensus of Sahaba, and according to one riwayat, it was the opinion of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was selected. Unfortunately, Jumu'ah, there are time constraints. But there are certain other aspects. Hijrah, we touched on it on the last occasion of Jumu'ah when we were together. With that, this month of Muharram, first thing that comes to mind is Ashura. What is Ashura? Unfortunately, weakness in the Ummah today, there are a lot of what we call innovations that have been introduced. But established Ashura and the fast of Ashura was because of a very, very great victory which occurred. Throughout the ages there has been this clash between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. Anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam atal Madina fawajada al-yahuda siyaman yawma Ashura. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madina Munawwara and he found the Jews fasting on the day of Ashura. مَا هَذَا الْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ تَسُومُونَهُ Why is it that you people are fasting on this day? هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ أَنْجَى اللَّهُ فِي مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ وَغَرَّقَ فِرَعُونَ وَقَوْمَهُ What happened on Ashura? Established clearly from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great triumph of haq over falsehood. The victory of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam against the tyranny and the falsehood and the batil of Fir'aun and his entire army. What the significance of that is, like I said, time constraints we have in Jumu'ah. But before I go to that, one very important aspect that we need to remind ourselves. Muharram is the starting of the Islamic calendar. One year has ended, a new year has started. As an ummah, we do not behave like the people who don't have the Quran. and who don't have the supreme, superlative role model, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For us, New Year is not celebration. New Year is not partying. The hallmarks by which the movement and the ravages of time are acknowledged and revisited, for us, is a time of reflection, is a time of muhasaba, is a time to take stock. 1 year has gone which is never coming back. So what does he teach us? The famous saying of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, الدُّنْيَا دَارُ مَمَرْ لَا دَارُ مَقَرْ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا دَارُ مَمَرْ وَالْآخِرَةِ دَارُ مَقَرْ فَخُذُوا مِمْ مَمَرِّكُمْ لِمَقَرِّكُمْ. How beautifully he put it. He said, this dunya is not your place to stay. You are a time bomb. This tick, tick, tick of the clock is a sword that is slashing away at your existence. Daily you are losing something more valuable than wealth, more valuable than property, more valuable than anything that you can amass in this world. Because property and wealth in this world you can replace. This commodity which you and I daily are losing is irreplaceable. You can't put a price tag on it. And what is it? Time. Time. That which Hassan Basri, the great sage of Islam, he said, every new day, every new year, every new hallmark by which time is measured is in fact an announcement to you. He said, when that sun rose this morning, how many people, if you want to, a lot of us are, mashallah, very familiar with Google and internet and chat channels. Nowadays with the youth, many of them have even lost their ability to think. Everything is the computer. So, punch it in on Google. Today the sun rose. Between now and tomorrow sunrise. Ask the computer, since we are very interested in that. How many people will not see the sunrise tomorrow morning? Statistically speaking, 160,000 people between this morning sunrise and tomorrow morning sunrise will die. Are you and I amongst that 160,000? This is how we should be approaching this issue. Because when the Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for advice, and he asked for such advice which is concise, this is the advice which my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him. He told him, عُدْ نَفْسَكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُبُورِ. Count yourself amongst that 160,000. You are going to die today. Muharram is that reminder. You and I are going to die. We've lost time, we are not gaining time. Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he said, every day when the sun rose, it says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ أَنَا خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَّ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ فَعَمَلْ فِيَّ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِئَ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. When that alarm clock, if you set it this morning for Fajr, rang, or it rang at the time of Tahajjud, you had a choice. You could switch it off and not wake up for Tahajjud. You could switch it off and not go to the masjid for Fajr Salah with Jamaat. And you could convince yourself, I'll have another chance tomorrow. Or you could face the reality that you have no guarantee for tomorrow. And this is what Hassan Basri says. When that sun rose, it announced to you that I am a new day. I am a new day. So populate me with actions, because every moment of this day is being recorded. And what is the issue? What is the issue? Shaitan will convince you, you have a chance, you can hold back, you can take it easy. But Hassan Basri addresses that when he says that this day goes on to say, Inni in dhahabtu lan arji' ilaykum abada. Once I am gone, I am never ever coming back. No millions or no billions or no wealth or no government or no science or no technology or nothing you can amass is going to bring this day back. is going to get you and I even 1 second's extension. This world, Daru Mamar, it's a passing phase. Akhirat is Daru Maqar. That is our home. So, Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, خُذُوا مِن مَمَرِّكُمْ لِمَقَرِّكُمْ. Use this chance which Allah is giving you. Don't delay. Muharram is this reminder. Don't delay. Use this chance which Allah is giving you to prepare for your akhirat. Get your affairs in order, because the day is coming. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, like quagmire, la tazulu qadama abadin. Your feet will get trapped in the ground. Trapped. You won't be able to move 1 inch. Hatta yus'al an arba'in, an umrihi fima afna, an shababihi fima abla. Locked like quagmire, your feet will get locked in the ground, and you will not be able to move until you don't answer 4 things. 1, how did you use the life which Allah gave you? How was this life spent? Did you make Allah the goal? Did you make Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam your role model and imam? Did you prepare for the day that you are going to meet Allah? An shababihi fima abla. Every second of this youth which you took for granted, when that young man was 20 years old, what he thought to himself? I've got a long life in front of me. I've got a lot of things to do. I'm going to get married. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Whole life is mapped out in front of him. He thinks it's a long time. Ask the 60-year-old how long it actually was. Every 60 or 70-year-old, if you got to that age, looks back, and what's his first reaction? How quickly it all went. It's not coming back. More valuable than gold, dollar, silver and diamonds is this time which Allah has given us. Muharram is a reminder of that. In the business, corporate world, what they do end of the year? They take stock of the previous year. They do the planning, forecasting for the new year. This is Muharram. Take stock of the previous year, not how big the bank balance is, or not whether your worldly goals and ambitions were realized. Take stock of the previous year. How many salah with jamaat I made? How much time I spent in a masjid? Take stock of the previous year. If you are in haram, how many people you did down? How much wealth you usurped? How much lies you spoke? How much ghibat you made? How much you hurt the feelings of others? Take stock. Because by the qasam of my Allah, this is Quran, this is not an exaggeration. Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Allah says, my angels are taking stock. They are writing it down. Every time you lied, they write it down. Every time this eye strayed and you looked at the daughters of others, they wrote it down. Every time you hurt the feelings of someone, they recorded it. Allah is very merciful. Make no doubt about that. 100 years of sin fill the whole world with sins till the heavens, that inshallah can be wiped away in 1 second with sincere tawbah. But the problem that faces you and I is that shaitan convinces us to delay the tawbah, delay the change, as if time is an expendable commodity. By the qasam of my Allah, time is not an expendable commodity. Hasan Basri, the great sage of Islam, he said, Sahibtu aqwaman, I spend time in the company of a nation. Who was he talking about? Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana ahaduhum ashahhu biwaqtihi minkum bidarahimikum wa dananirikum. He said, I observed in this group that they were more meticulous and more avaricious and guarded their time more than you people guard your dinars and your dirhams. Like how you hold on to your tijori, like it's going to come with you to the qabr, myself included, Allah forgive us. He said, Sahaba held on to time like that. They understood the value of time. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu, just one example. He said, Ma nadimtu ala shayin, nadami ala yawmin, gharabat fihi shamsuhu, naqasa fihi ajali, walam yazdad fihi amali. How beautifully he put it. He said, I never regretted any loss, like how I regretted the loss of that day in which my life was shortened, but my amal didn't increase. My life was shortened, but my amal didn't increase. Take stock. Allah is very merciful. 1 year finished, new year started. This is a recipe for us. What recipe? Look at what a beautiful nuskha and prescription our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us. He says, "Ma min hafidin yarfa'ani ila Allahi ta'ala bi sahifa." He said, at the end of each day, at the end of each year, at the end of each week, at the end of each period of time, at the starting of each period of time, new year, new day, new week, whatever it is, Allah's recorders that are recording everything, they carry your record up to Allah. Visualize this. They carry your record up to Allah. فَيُرَى فِي أَوَّلِهَا خَيْرًا وَيُرَى فِي آخِرِهَا خَيْرًا. If you were intelligent enough to start that record with goodness, start this new year off on the correct note, end the last year with the correct note. If Allah sees good in the beginning, good in the ending, then what is the mercy of my Allah? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah ta'ala says to the malaika, "Ushhidukum, I make you malaika, my witness, anni qad ghafartu li abdi ma bayna tarfiha." Whatever happened in between is forgiven. As long as there was good in the beginning, good in the evening, I've forgiven everything. That is Allah's mercy. And that is the lesson you and I are supposed to take in Muharram. When you do the stock taking, end off on a good note, make tawbah. Start off, New Year resolution is not some party. New Year resolution is not some worldly goal. New Year resolution is if you put your 4 months off for years and years, go now for 4 months in the path of Allah. If you put your salah with jamaat off, qaza upon qaza, now make tawbah. If you have usurped someone's right financially, now address it. That is New Year resolution. If you are not giving your 2.5 hours daily to the masjid, now start. If you're not reading Quran regularly, not making Allah's zikr regularly, not preparing for that qabr regularly, start now. That is New Year resolution. That is how a mu'min visits a new year. Because, like I mentioned again, the most expendable commodity, that which we are losing, we're never getting it back again, is this time. Value time. Sahaba, value time. Another important lesson. Like I said, we've got time constraints. Another important lesson. What does Ashura teach us? What does this victory of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam teach us? What does this victory of Muhammadur Rasulullah, Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us? There are parallels between these two incidents. One incident, Fir'aun with his might and his power and his rulership and his kingdom behind Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. In front of him the ocean. Every worldly means lost. No army, no power, no might. Batil at its height behind him. Ocean in front of him. Every road to salvation closed. What is the reaction of iman? What is the reaction of yaqeen? What is the reaction of the one who depends on Allah? Man kana ma Allah, fa kana Allahu ma'ahu. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. The one who is with Allah, Allah will be with him. The one who has handed himself over to Allah, Allah will never abandon him. What is the reaction of Musa alayhi salam? When the Bani Israel, whose iman was weak, they said, "Inna la mudrakun." O Musa, we are destroyed. Mudrakun, Fir'aun behind us. Ocean in front of us. What is the reaction of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Kalla, never. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Allah is with me. Ma'iya rabbi, my Allah is with me. And when you have Allah, you have everything. Find Allah. Find Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. The one who places his trust on Allah. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. كفى بالله حفيظا كفى بربك هاديا ونصيرا أليس الله بكاف عبدا فسيكفيكهم الله. Look at this message. Throughout the Quran interspersed, Allah is sufficient, Allah is sufficient, Allah is sufficient. You don't need a bank manager, you don't need lies, you don't need treachery, you don't need so-called friends and helpers, you don't need to turn to the enemies of Islam, you don't need to depend on technology or anything. If you have Allah, you have everything, because Allah is sufficient for you. My Nabi, Hijratun Nabi, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Quran-based testimony. His concern was not for himself. His concern was for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah. Law rafa'a ahaduhum nadharahu la'absarana. Batil has reached the mouth of the cave. Ghar-e-Sawr. And what does Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? With concern for the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, if they just look up. They are right at the mouth of the cave. Look at this direct riwayat. Low nazara, low rafa ahaduhum basarahu la absarana. Ya Rasulallah, if they just raise their gaze, if they just raise their gaze, they will see us. We are finished. Allahu Akbar. Inni akhshakum lillah wa atqakum lahu. What does my Nabi say? No one has khashiyat for Allah like me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one has taqwa for Allah like me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Aba Bakr, ma dhannuka bi ithnain? Ma dhannuka bi ithnain? Allahu thalithuhuma. Abu Bakr, what are your thoughts about that too, whose third is Allah? Abu Bakr, what are your thoughts? Reminder for you and I, no matter what the challenge is, no matter what the temptation is, no matter what the gunah that is there in front of us is, no matter what trial or tribulation is there in front of us, whether it is sickness, loss of a relative, loss of wealth, whatever challenge, man kana lillah, kana Allahu ma. كان الله له من كان مع الله كان الله معه. Align yourself with Allah. Allah will never abandon you. Hand yourself over to Allah. Allah will be with you. And what does it mean, hand yourself over to Allah? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr, what are your thoughts about those two whose third is Allah? Quran comes down. Thaniyathnain idh huma fil ghar idh yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. Abu Bakr was the second of the two. When the two were in the cave, when the one, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said to his companion, La tahzan, you have nothing to grieve or concern of yourself about. Inna Allaha ma'ana. Allah is with us. Find Allah and you have found everything. It doesn't just mean finding Allah that in this world you'll be victorious. Look at Philistine. Look at the treachery. Look at the mass massacre. Look at the ethnic cleansing that is taking place. Look at the daily slaughter of innocent people of Iman that is occurring. Does it mean Allah has abandoned them? Does it mean Allah is not with them? No! A mu'min's gaze is not limited. Sometimes Allah in this world shows you the victory, but the real victory is in Akhirat. Sometimes in this world the zalim appears to be victorious. That lesson also we learn. That lesson also we learn Ashura, the incident of Musa alayhi salam. That lesson we learn when Allah selected that personality through whose veins park pure blood flowed. Ali Rasul, Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his veins flowed the blood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That family That personality, the loving of whom is part of your and my iman. Every tashahud in salah, we are commanded, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. O Allah, send salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabak was shown, lesson was shown, victory doesn't just mean this dunya. These were those personalities. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is giving khutbah in masjid in Kufa. Sayyidina Hussein bin Ali, Hussein bin Fatima, Hussein bin Ali enters the masjid. Rayhanatayya, one of the two flowers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi inni uhibbuhuma. How many times he said, Allah's qasam, I love them, Hassan and Hussein. Oh my Allah, you love those who love them. He entered the masjid. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, man ahabba an yanzur ila sayyidi shababi ahli al-jannah falyanzur ila hadha samiatu hadha min rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He addresses the majma and he says, any one of you that wants to see one of the imams in dunya, head cut off. In dunya, the zalim and the oppressors partying. But what is the real victory? What is the real victory? Jabir says, if any one of you wants to see one of the imams of the youth of Jannah, then look at this person that just walked into the masjid. I heard this directly from the lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhtubuna Juma, khutbah of Jumu'ah. My Nabi is delivering the khutbah. In the khutbah, sahaba facing him. Two babies enter the masjid. Yamshiyan wa ya'thuran, 4 or 5 years of age, crawling, waking up, falling down, crawling, waking, like children do. They can't walk properly. Sahaba can't see. My Nabi can see because he's sitting on the mimbar. What happens? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam halts the khutbah of Jumu'ah. Gets off the mimbar, walks to those children, picks them up, cuddles them, embraces them, brings them back to the mimbar, makes them sit on his lap, and then he says, Sadaqallah, may Allah spoke the truth, innama amwalukum wa uladukum fitna, your wealth and your children will be a test for you. Nadartu ila hadaini sabiyyain, falam asbir hatta qatatu hadithi wa rafatuhuma. He said, I saw my two babies and I could not contain myself. My love for them was such, I could not contain myself until I did not pause the khutbah and fetch my two babies. Slaughtered! But what was the sabak? What was the lesson? Victory! What was the victory? They found Allah! My Nabi said, Afdalul Jihad! Afdalul Jihad! Kalimatu Haq! In the Sultan in Jair, there is no greater jihad. There is no greater sacrifice. There is no greater martyrdom than speaking the truth in front of the faith, in the face of oppression. In front of a zalim to speak the truth. The sabak is reminded daily in Palestine. Daily we are reminded by the blood of our brothers and sisters that is being spilt. Allah's qasam, they are victorious. Why? They have stood up to oppression. They have upheld the da'wat of haq. Ashura, normally we see the incident. Musa alayhi salam victorious over Fir'aun. There were others in that same incident, in that same confrontation between haq and batil that Muharram reminds us of. That outwardly didn't look like a victory, but Allah's qasam, no greater victory than that, because they found Allah. My Nabi is on Mi'raj. Ibn Kasir rahimahullah mentions this riwayat. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on Mi'raj. And all of a sudden, he experiences a beautiful fragrance. Such a fragrance. Such a fragrance that it affects Rasulullah sallam. Better than any musk. Better than any perfume of this world. Beautiful fragrance. Jibreel, what is this? Where is this fragrance coming from? From some millionaire? From some billionaire? From some great warrior of Islam? No. No. Who is it? Hairdresser. Hairdresser of the daughter of Fir'aun. A woman, Mashita binti Fir'aun. What happened? She was combing the hair, slave girl, combing the hair of the daughter of Firaun. The comb slipped. Bismillah. The daughter of Firaun gets a shock. Are you referring to my father? No, not your father. Rabbi, wa Rabbu Musa, wa Rabbukuma, Allah, Bismillah, my Rabb, and the Rabb of Musa alayhi salam, and the Rabb of your father is only Allah. What is this? Kalimatu haq inda sultanin jair. She spoke the truth. She gave the dawat of truth in the face of great oppression, a helpless slave woman. Hairdresser of the daughter of Firaun. The news reaches Firaun. What does he do? Time constraints. I'm just rushing through it. Boiling cauldron. Boiling. Her young daughter is taken first in front of the mother. Abandon the religion of Musa alayhi salam. Abandon Tawheed and accept me as your Rabb. Otherwise your daughter will be slaughtered in front of you. First the daughter is flung into the boiling cauldron. We can talk. We can mention incidents, my respected brothers, but visualize this. What must happen to the heart of a mother when she can smell the acrid flesh of her blood, flesh and blood boiling in front of her? She could have pretended to be a believer and made tawbah at night, but when Iman and Islam enters the heart, it cannot be hidden. There is no greater jihad than this, like a mountain of steadfastness. She bears, then the little baby pulled out of the hand of the mother. Even a rock at times will melt. This was too much. She almost melted. Allah's mercy. As this baby is being flung into the cauldron, the soul as it is taken out, Allah gives this child the ability to speak. It's recorded in hadith. This child addresses the mother, Isbiri ya umma. Isbiri ya umma. Oh my mother, remain firm. Make sabr. We will meet in Jannat. Allah is with us. One narration comes. Allah is with us. She is taken. Like I said, I'm cutting the incident short. She makes one wasiyat. One request to the zalim Firaun. What is the request? Bury the remains, the bones that will remain of myself and my two daughters. Bury us together. Firaun accepts this request almost 2,000 years later. For a few years it looked like Firaun succeeded. If Firaun looked like she was oppressed and destroyed. Few thousand years later, in the Miraj of my Nabi, Jibreel, where is this fragrance of Jannah coming from? Where is this surreal fragrance that is not of this world coming from? Jibreel says to my Nabi, it is coming from the grave of that woman who sacrificed herself for speaking the truth in front of oppression. For giving the dawah to the greatness of Allah. Same incident of Firaun. Asiya. Allahu Akbar, that beautiful, chaste, pure woman. She is affected by the determination of this mother. Her iman no longer remains concealed. Lesson for our masturat. Lesson for you and I. What is the lesson? A lot of times we say, I'm living in a modern household. Or my parents are not so dindar. Or the environment is not right. Too much internet and TV and this and that. So I can't make tawbah. I can't change my life. Allahu Akbar. Aish Asiya grew up in the palace of the greatest tyrant in history. Asiya grew up in the palace of an environment of the height of kufr. There was no greater kafir than Firaun. He said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Yet, in that environment, she perfected her iman. She perfected her relationship with Allah. Lesson for you and I, no excuse. Allah is there. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. You can be in the palace of the greatest kafir and zalim. If you want to connect with Allah, the road to Allah is open. She didn't just connect. She reached the pinnacle of iman. Pinnacle. Cutting the incident short, what does Firaun, that zalim, do? His own wife commands she be taken to the desert. His Courtiers are commanded. The limbs of her body are tied to staffs and she's pulled in different directions. The same Zalim Firaun, that wife, 20, 30 years. She wasn't wife for a short while. From the infancy of Musa alayhi salam, historically it is established. Years she was his wife. She didn't have to lift a spoon up. She gave up comfort, luxury of an unimaginable scale. Firaun spits at her, tortures her. The same guards and sentries that used to guard and protect her are commanded to her to whip her mercilessly. She's tortured, she's dehydrated. Finally, a huge boulder is brought above her. And the sentries are commanded, crush her helpless remains with that boulder. What environment she came from, but what was the pinnacle of her iman? وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِندَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. May Allah. My Allah says, an example is being expounded to you. Don't be deceived. Victory is not this dunya. Honor is not this dunya. An example is being expounded to you for posterity of iman, for the people of iman. The wife of Firaun, Asiya, if qalat rabbi ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah, a huge boulder is about to land on her, crushing whatever remains of her body. So that when you see those bombs raining down on those little babies and children of the ummah, when you see their limbs scattered from the remains of their bodies, when you see those mothers cloaked in parda, in cloaks, crying over those babies, then don't look at it with a limited sight. Find Allah and you will find everything. This dunya is not the victory. Victory is akhirat. The grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was victory. His name will be remembered to be in posterity. Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, that was victory. Find Allah. Don't compromise your deen. Give the dawat of truth. Oh my Allah, bal for me. Allahu Akbar. She doesn't say, oh my Allah, build for me a home in Jannah. This is Quran. What does she say? Rabbi ibni li indaka, indaka, baytan fil Jannah. Oh Allah, build for me by you, a home in Jannah. Qurb with Allah first. First Allah. Build for me, ya Allah, I want to be with you. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. When that azan for asr goes, remind ourselves. When the call to go in the path of Allah goes, remind ourselves. When the temptation of guna is there in front of us, remind ourselves. This world is temporary. This world is temporary. Loss is not the loss of dunya. Loss is the loss of akhirat. Disgrace is not the disgrace of dunya. Disgrace is the disgrace of akhirat. Punishment is not the punishment of this dunya. Punishment is the punishment of akhirat. And there is no greater wealth, no greater gain than to find Allah. Oh my Allah, build with me, buy you a home in Jannah and save me from Firaun and the Zalimeen. What happens? Allah opens, removes the veil of dunya. Asiya sees her palace in Jannah. She starts smiling. Ibn Kathir has mentioned this riwayat. The courtiers of Firaun are confused. This woman is tortured. Perhaps she has lost her senses. That's why she is smiling. But once the gaze falls on Jannah, nothing in this world can be difficult. No trial or tribulation is difficult. No pain or discomfort will ever be experienced. Once the window to Jannah is open, Allah opens the window to Jannah and Asiya's soul, her body is crushed, but her soul rises up to the Jannat of my Allah. For posterity, reminder, these are not just incidents. These are not fairy tales. These are not stories. Take the sabak. take the lesson. The clock of time is ticking. There is no greater prize and goal than to find Allah. And the way is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq.